All right, we're back here. Hockey Night in Escanaba from the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena. Our first intermission, the Eskimos skating with Dexter High School from well downstate. And in a player spotlight today is Clayton Smith. You've become an old man on this team, man.
Yeah, I'm getting my winding years, to say the least.
It's hard to believe you're a senior, man.
I know, it flies, and I never believed it, but it does.
Yeah, I guess so. Obviously last year was a corona year. You didn't get a full season of games, so it just kind of feels a little bit like a junior year, hey?
Yeah, it definitely feels a little weird with playing 3-4 games a week last year, but having it spaced out is definitely a lot nicer.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, let's talk a little about your hockey career. When did you start playing hockey? How old was you?
Oh, I was probably 4 or 5. I always played hockey since I was a little kid, ever since I could walk.
Yeah, and so you were on a pair of skates right out of the walker, is that it?
Pretty much, yeah. My dad and all my uncles loved playing, so they had to throw me on the skates.
So is it the number one sport for you? Are there other sports you like to play or what?
I play golf, too, as well in the spring, but that's about it.
Well, unless you're Happy Gilmore, you're not going to be able to do both at the same time.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit different, but I don't know. I used to play baseball and
didn't work
hockey
out?
And baseball. Just no, never worked.
Well, let's talk a little about, from your point of view, your approach coming into this season, being a senior, one of the, few seniors on this team, how is it different for you maybe than previous years' play?
I don't know. We definitely have a smaller crew, younger. So, I mean, just pretty much getting these guys ready for the next coming up years. I think they'll have a really good, solid team in the next coming years. So I think that'll really help them out, pushing them a little bit harder.
And the coach expects a lot out of you on that third line, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's tough running two lines and then rotating a few guys in here and there. But, I mean, we do what we got to make adjustments during crunch time, and, it works out.
Well, and you're a defenseman, so, we don't have 4 or 5 sets of defensemen like mm-hmm. some teams do. So, especially with all the penalties we've been taking, you're out there constantly. Tell me what that's been like the last few games.
Yeah, it's definitely it's hard, but, just some of the things you have to do to, stay in the game. And, the penalties definitely has been a big issue for us lately, but hopefully we can get that fixed up tonight.
Oh, you haven't had too many of them. I don't want people to think that it was you I'm referring to. You didn't have all the penalties.
No, I've been staying a good boy the last couple games. So,
well, and it's really needed at the blue line, especially now with Brett Lobb being hurt. So there's even fewer defensemen to go around, hey?
Yeah, we're pulling Schwabach back tonight, so I think that'll be good for us.
He did good the other night against Ashwabana.
I liked playing with him, yeah. It was nice.
Did you feel any extra responsibility being a senior? He's a freshman, trying to help him out, or do you think he fit in okay?
He throws in D at practice once in a while, so he definitely knows what's going on, but, it's just game time, helping him through different situations and whatnot. Just.
So what does it mean to you, Clay, to be able to have this one last run with your boys, to be able to actually do it? Knock on wood, who knows with Corona, right? I mean, we've seen a team get bounced from this tournament already with Corona, mm-hmm. but that aside, to have a normal season with these guys for your senior year.
Yeah, it's a lot better than I was expecting it was going to be, but yeah, one last run with the boys before we hang them up, so definitely looking forward to the rest of the year. I cannot wait.
So do you feel you're going to hang them up? You're going to be one of those guys coming back when you're 28, 32, 34 years old playing at the Wells at 11 p.m. on Sunday?
Probably.
Because you love the game a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I love playing it, yes, a lot.
Besides hockey, though, what are some things you like to do? What are some of your hobbies, man?
Like I said, golf, ice fishing when you can. It's kind of hard during the winter, but, yeah, just being outside pretty much, going to camp and whatnot, so.
Yeah, with so many games and so many practices, it's hard to get out and do some ice fishing.
Yeah, it's tough for sure, but
you have to do it at 6 in the morning.
brutal.
Yeah. Have you figured out what you're doing after high school?
Probably just hang around here, find something to do for work, and go from there.
Yeah, well, there's bound to be somewhere open, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Andy's got work over at the at the beer distributor there. I'm sure he needs someone to sweep up once in a while,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
See, I just hired someone for you, Andy. All right, Clay, I'll let you say your shout-outs, man.
Who you like just to? Mom, dad, friends, family.
All right, you made it through it.
Yeah, barely.
You did good, though. So you can go tell Carson, who's giving you crap on the way up here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's a captain and all, but you can still tell him you got
nudge
through
him a little bit.
Be quiet. Right. So, okay. Good job, Clay.
All right, thank you.
Okay, everybody, Clayton Smith in our intermission show. There's more coming up from Alpena after these commercial messages on the Eskimo Radio Network.